This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
And right now, we are very lucky to be joined by Massiva to talk to us about the Afro-Caribbean fundraiser initiative, which has been taken to show that Victoria's Afro-Caribbean community also care about the current national situation regarding bushfires. So welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Hello. Hi everyone, good morning. Thank you for having me this morning though.
No worries. Now, are you able to tell us a bit more about the Afro-Caribbean fundraiser?
Yeah, so basically that's an idea that came up during a conversation with one of my DJs, and we wanted to actually find a way to show that the Afro-Caribbean community was also concerned, you know, and we wanted to be able to give back to the community and say thank you for having us on the land, you know. And so I have been running a concept called The Island for about a year and a half now. And I thought, why shouldn't I bring the Afro-Caribbean organizers in Melbourne and Victoria all together to make it big and to show the community spirit? So basically the idea behind that is to raise funds for WIRES, for the CFA and for the First Nations as well, to support the victims of the bushfires, basically. That's the idea behind it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, nice. And so can you tell me about the Afro-Caribbean community in Melbourne?
Yeah, so basically the Afro-Caribbean community, so you got the African community and the Caribbean community, which is two separate communities but still pretty similar.
Yeah.
So basically we in Melbourne, it's mainly composed of Sudanese people, very few North African people, like myself. We have Mauritian people, so it's pretty diverse, Congolese, Cameroonese, so we all identify as African. And then on the other side, but still considered as our brothers and sisters, we have the Caribbean people.
Yeah.
So from Martinique, from Guadeloupe, from basically all these islands. So that's basically who we represent as the community in here.
So would you say that the community is large or a small community?
I would say it's pretty large,
okay.
To be honest, even though we can't really... you know, see us all around, because we tend to do a lot of community stuff just to remind us of home. Yeah. But yeah, it's pretty large in Victoria.
Yeah.
Cool. So this event's kind of meant to show how powerful community can be when joining together for a good cause. What is the meaning of community to you and, I guess, this initiative? Like, why is community so important?
Yeah, I'd say the meaning of community is sharing similar cultural background, for example. It's also the idea of creating a space that reminds you of home, but also respecting, you know, the land you're living in, if that makes sense, for example. So it's also the idea of being able to gather as a group and share our culture, you know, make people discover our culture the way they wouldn't obviously have the chance to in here. It can go through music, it can go through food, through dance, all of like performing arts, and that's basically what we're gonna showcase during the fundraiser on the 2nd.
Great. And can you tell me more about this fundraiser? So what's happening? So are there performances?
We're gonna have a few artists that are gonna come and perform. So we have Lani Music, who is a Mauritian artist. Then we have Rude, who is an artist from Cameroon, if I'm not wrong. And then we have Questiony Bad, who is a dancehall artist. So she's going to sing some Jamaican songs, traditional dancehall Jamaican songs.
Nice.
Then we have two dancers that are also going to perform with dancehall and Afro beats as well. So their names are Alexis from Morocco and Miguel from New Caledonia. So we basically, that's the performance that we are going to have. And then we also have Janine, who is a chef from the Philippines, who is going to come and kind of revisit African dishes.
Oh, okay.
So to show you like that we have a lot of different communities that are also involved in this.
That's nice.
And then Brie Barbecue as well, who's going to make us some nice fried chicken. Yeah.
Sounds good.
That'll be a fun night, hey?
Yeah, most definitely. And we also have DJ sets as well, you know. So DJs coming from all the teams of the different organizers we have. So to tell the names, so Moya, SOA, Lavish Fridays, Pine and Ginger, The Island, and the Bit Afro Music Festival. So we try to mix up all our teams of DJs to cover a wide range of music. So from Calypso, Soca, Dancehall, Afro Beats, Afro House, Afro Fusion, Afro Pop, like all the different genres that the term Afro music kind of covers, basically.
Yeah, sick. And how long did it take to organize the whole event? Like,
So we've been looking for a venue for quite a while, you know, especially with the number of people that we wanted to bring in. So I really wanted to say thank you to the Third Day in North Melbourne for accepting to have us on that day. It took about 2 weeks to have the venue. And then because we're a lot of different organizers, it has been pretty quick to get everything all together. So in 3 days, to be honest.
Yeah.
Everybody was really happy and excited about the idea that our community wanted to really gather to do this and share it with the rest of Melbourne communities as well.
Yeah, nice. And so what do you think is like the importance of the fundraiser?
It's obviously supporting, you know, for the bushfires, but it's also important for us to show an image that is not obviously portrayed in social medias or medias in general, you know. Unfortunately, we still see a lot of bad articles about black and brown people in general in Melbourne. By that, I'm also englobing Aboriginal people and Torres Strait Islander with that.
Yeah.
So it was really important for us to showcase our culture in a happy way, you know, in a way that is far from the image that media's often and way too often actually portray of us, which means gangs, which means us not succeeding, and a lot of features like that that actually don't represent the majority of our community people.
And so how do you think this event can change the perception of, brown black people in Melbourne?
So I feel like these kind of events are an opportunity for people that are not from within our communities to come and just experience, you know, what it's like, for example, for African people to gather together, you know.
Yeah.
And it's all about good vibes. It's all about good energy, sharing our dance moves, for example, sharing our food, so they have the opportunity to taste what the food is like. They have the opportunity to network as well, so they can actually open their mind to the inside of the community, seeing that we're actually just like them, you know, like we're students, we're doing businesses, we, you know, just all these kind of things. So they have the chance to actually come and talk to us in a safe and happy environment, basically.
Yeah, awesome.
And if people want to know more, where can we find you on, I guess, are you on social media or website?
Yeah, so we have the event that is currently on Facebook. We also have the Poof Doof community that is supporting us. So I really want to thank them for all the love that they're showing us. The tickets are available on Eventbrite as well. We also have the event on The Beat, which is a music online magazine. And then we have so many different platforms online that are supporting us. I could not even name all of them. We're obviously on Instagram. We have so many different people that shared the post on the stories or their news feed. So that's basically where you can find us.
Fantastic. Yeah. And what's your handle on Facebook or Instagram? What can people search up to find you?
So they can search Afro-Caribbean Fundraiser, and that's basically how they're going to find us. Even on Google, if people Google that title, they have a wide range of different articles about us, so they can know what's going on. And we'll release the set times with the artists and performers really soon throughout the week.
Great. Nice. And so it's going to be at the Third Day in North Melbourne, so 2 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Yeah, that's great.
So it's great on Sunday, so a great amount of time for people to pop by.
Yeah, Sunday afternoon. So we're going to start with a little bit of reggae and dancehall. And then every 2 hours we'll have a performance with a different artist. And then we're going to finish the night with Afro house music. And throughout the event, it's going to be dancehall and Afro beats mainly. Yeah.
That sounds really good. Sounds really exciting.
Yeah. And that's Sunday, 2 to 11 p.m.
Yeah. So get onto it. So, and what are you mostly looking forward to? Like, what's your...
Just to see people getting together and dance and just enjoying themselves, you know, like just seeing all these different communities getting together, getting to know each other, you know, and like have a proper chat, have a proper moment of connection and sharing, you know, all their vibes and getting to know each other. That's always what I'm looking forward when I try to coordinate or organize an event, you know, like seeing all this multiculturality coming together and just vibing together, you know. That's what I love about this kind of events and music.
That's lovely. Yeah, I really recommend heading down. It sounds amazing.
Yeah.
And this song that you've recommended for us to play on the low by Burner Boy.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about this? Is Burner Boy going to be there on...
I would love to, honestly. So we are definitely going to play his songs, but Burner Boy at the moment is booked for the Reunion Island.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe at the end of the year, who knows? Let you guys stay tuned to have more info about it.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.